the beings of truth, light, life and delight. Four beings. Truth, life, light and delight. And then they deviated. These four beings deviated because it was one of the possibilities. There are hundreds of possibilities in the consciousness. One of the possibilities was to deviate. There was a deviation, alienation. Alienation from that comprehensive consciousness which was in state of concentration. And as a result, there was a direct precipitation. And these four beings became their opposites. Truth became falsehood, life became death, light became obscurity, darkness, and delight became suffering, sorrow, suffering. They are opposites.
Pardon? The other beings are still there, they just...
These four beings.
They divide themselves in two.
No, you might say there must have been many beings, but these four beings first came out. Just as Veda says, the first thing to come out was truth. So, this is a story similar to the same. The first thing that came out was truth, light, life, delight. Then there was a deviation. Now this is not the word used in the Veda. But it says, then came about darkness. And then a greater darkness. First ignorance, night came, and then came about inconscience. So here also this story says that there came about these four beings. Then they deviated. As a deviation, there came about their opposites. And after that, they became completely inconscient. If you read Savitri, you have seen Savitri, that great epic written by Sri Aurobindo. It is called the Book of Beginnings. The first book is called the Book of Beginnings. And there Sri Aurobindo starts the first sentence. It's very important. It was the hour before the gods awake. That is this first sentence. It was the hour before the gods awake. Now these four beings that came out were cosmic beings. But when the darkness came out of them and there was nothing but darkness, then as the mother's story goes further, the Supreme Divine Consciousness saw all this happening. And she said to the Supreme Lord, and said, this is what has happened. A darkness has come about. So the Lord said, it has to be repaired. This darkness has to be repaired. So the Divine said, now you produce those beings, these four beings, deviated. Now you produce such beings, you will not deviate. This also is possible. There are all kinds of possibilities. So, you produce those beings who will not deviate. Then, beings came out. These beings are what we call gods. Then gods came out. So now Sri Aurobindo's poem begins at a point when darkness has been spread all over, but gods have not yet come out. That is later. There is a very important verse in the Veda which also describes the darkness. There was in the beginning darkness. And then it says, what was this darkness? How it came about? And what was that being which was still breathing? The Supreme Being who was breathing. He was not abolished. Darkness does not mean abolition of the Supreme Consciousness. We have seen already that even when darkness or ignorance arises, that which is there is not abolished, it is ignored. So there was still a being, he was breathing. But then, what is the relationship between this being who was breathing and this darkness? How did this happen? So that verse says, perhaps the gods know it. How did this happen? Perhaps the gods know it. But then it makes a question mark. Even the gods may not know it, because they were not there at that time. So even the gods do not know how this has happened.